Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by Johnny DiLoretto and John DeSando. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics.
Hooray!
Now, John, we're always, you know, butting heads a lot of times over certain things. But I don't think we'll be butting heads on this. Let me try that again. 3, 2. But I don't think we butt heads on Only God Forgives, the new Ryan Gosling movie. Despite that it seems everybody else is butting heads over it.
Where are they? Who are these people?
I don't know. We both loved Drive.
Yes.
Remember that movie?
Yep.
Nicholas Winding Refn. That's the correct pronunciation there.
Okay.
Directed that movie, and he sort of came into his own working with Ryan Gosling. Whatever kind of alchemy came together in that movie, it worked, because that is a brilliant, taut little character-driven crime movie. I loved it. You loved it. And so there was all kind of excitement built around their next collaboration, Only God Forgives. And the trailers for that movie didn't help quell any of those that excitement, because the trailer looked great. And it looked like we were going to get Ryan Gosling in uber cool mode again, and Refn in his sort of bursts of violence and lyrical silence, you know, mode. And that's kind of what we get, but not.
No, and in fact, 3, 2, 1. And in fact, we get very little dialogue out of Ryan Gosling, so that you have to focus on his body language, his ability to create meaning with his face.
Right. I think he has 6 lines in the whole picture.
Probably.
I don't know. Let's give a little plot synopsis. Basically, he's a Thai boxing club owner in Thailand, and his business partner brother commits this heinous crime, and the brother is murdered. And Gosling's mother, played brilliantly by Kristen Scott Thomas,
wonderful,
demands that the younger brother avenge his brother's death.
Yes.
And that sets in motion this whole operatic, you know.
It's a revenge movie.
It is a revenge movie, but it's a revenge movie at the very beginning of which you're asked to root for the vengeance of a character who is utterly sleazy and disgusting,
right,
and repulsive.
But remember that Gosling's character also is a drug dealer.
Right.
So that nobody's good in this movie. At least there are very few people who are good. So it's a very dark movie. It bleeds red all over the place.
It does.
And black.
It's a very moody film.
Yeah.
There's a lot of deliberate tableau with just characters standing still, posing in these perfect, you know, these perfect brooding little situations.
And I think people are going to try to pigeonhole Ryan Gosling into the kind of early Brando James Dean role, which I think he's more than that, actually. Now, here's a guy whose favorite actor is Gene Wilder.
Yeah, Gene Wilder is brilliant. I think Ryan Gosling is playing games with his career.
Uh-huh.
I think he's playing games with the audience. And I think Refn is doing the same thing.
Yes.
I hope that Ryan Gosling doesn't fall down this rabbit hole of trying to avoid being, you know, typecast.
Yes.
Or he has a dynamic presence. He is eminently watchable. You can't take your eyes off of the guy. He has that quality that's so rare that, you know, that men want to be him, women want him,
sure,
kind of thing. That's you know, a cliche, and yet not a lot of dudes have that. So I don't want to see him squander that.
Well, you know that he has threatened to drop out of acting because he has said, and I quote him now, "I have lost perspective on what I am doing."
Yeah.
And he wants to drop out for a while, which I fear.
Well, listen, Daniel Day-Lewis cobbled shoes for a while.
Yeah, but he always drops out.
He came back.
We know he's coming back.
There's no place for Ryan Gosling to go.
Well,
but
he can go the Steve Martin route because he's an accomplished jazz guitarist.
Yeah.
So he could go in a way Martin goes to the banjo.
Yeah.
He could go there. So, I mean, this is obviously very talented.
I want to talk about why people are so viscerally opposed to Only God Forgives. Why don't, why have people so soundly rejected it?
One of the things I think is that they...
Let me say that again, because okay. soundly is wrong. Why has half of the audience so resolutely rejected that movie?
It's a tough question. I think subconsciously they are comparing this with, say, Kill Bill, and where there is in Tarantino a undercurrent of humor.
Yeah. Well,
and
yeah.
there is none in this. Well,
I think this is a darkly comic movie.
Yes,
I don't think Rafin is playing this straight. I think that's the I think that's the mistake people are making.
Yes.
People are thinking that it's really boring and kind of deliberate, but that it's not funny. And I think it is deliberately funny.
Well, you know the example I've used, which is that the number one killer in this movie, the coolest guy,
right?
Also, after he murders, goes into a gay club and sings karaoke.
Right. Now that's what we should talk about real quick, because you hit upon what I think is really at the heart of why audiences are rejecting this movie, and it's because it sets you up to think, like Drive did, and you have every reason to expect this, that Ryan Gosling is the hero of this movie, the action hero.
Yes.
And he is not.
I think that's
true. It is this little, short, kind of jowled Thai policeman who roams the city exacting some kind of, you know, really intense, violent justice on bad guys. He is the hero. So, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
And so I think it's really Rafin is playing with American audiences' reception to having someone other than a really beautiful, statuesque, blonde, blue-eyed hero.
And why people can't see this when you look at how stylized this whole film is, how it's almost slow motion
right.
in many spots, and how you can't see that Rafin is, in fact, having fun with it, but in a very deep, subtle level.
The movie it most reminded me of was David Lynch's Blue Velvet.
Well, yes.
Which is a masterpiece of film noir, but it's Lynchian noir. And so all the elements of noir that we, you know, have come to expect over 30, 40, 50 years of filmmaking were turned up. There were the weirdness was turned up in that movie. All the elements of the noir style and genre
yes.
are there.
Yes.
But it's made weird by Lynch.
Yeah.
And he doesn't go overboard with the weirdness. And Blue Velvet still works as a noir, but it has these kind of like elements of...
Oh, very satirical.
Intense,
elements.
Right? And it becomes funny.
Yeah.
There's Dennis Hopper as the noir
right.
is the personification
yes.
of that.
Yes.
Rafin and Gosling are up to the same sort of
yeah.
Lynchian take on the Vengeance movie
yeah.
here.
But it's not easy for people to adjust to that.
No, and there's been such a visceral reaction that, it makes it all the more funny.
Well, what I like about Gosling is he's obviously an actor of depth.
Yeah.
And let me give you an example.
Sure.
After Blue Valentine, which was one of his great roles.
Yeah.
I mean, I can list all the great roles this guy has had, and he's in his 30s.
Yeah.
And he's done so well. But after that, he was so disconsolate that he went to his doctor. And his doctor wrote a prescription for him, and the prescription says, do a comedy. So he knew exactly.
Which I think he did, right? Which was Crazy Stupid Love,
oh,
which
right.
was a really enjoyable movie.
I loved his role in
and
that.
That's
a great
one. He was
one.
Brilliant in it. He is also great in Gangster Squad. Did you see that movie?
Yes, I did. Very stylish.
With James
Ooh.
Brolin.
Ooh.
Not a great movie, but a fun movie.
Oh, yeah. Visually.
And,
beautiful.
And Gosling is terrific as the sort of insouciant... cop who's not going to take any guff from Mickey Cohen and played
yes.
by Sean Penn. Did I say that word right, by the way?
Which one?
Insouciant?
Yeah.
Okay. That would be something to cut out, by the way, me
yeah.
asking you that. But
I can leave it in the long run, right?
No? Funny,
yes.
funny.
No.
He's a lot of fun.
Well, look it. I think his career started only 7 years ago.
Right.
Look at his filmography. It's incredible what he has done. And it starts with the film that I think first caught our attention in 2006. And this was Half Nelson.
Half Nelson, yeah, they were. He's the drug addicted teacher.
Teacher,
yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
don't forget about Lars and the real.
Oh, you got
Lars
it.
And the real girl.
That's
where
the
he's
next
in
year.
Love with a yeah, he's in love with a blow up doll.
Yeah, right.
Which sounds like an impossible part to pull off, but he does it.
Yeah,
He is capable of a lot of quiet, introspective. You know, three, two. Let me rephrase that. Three, two. He's capable of creating these quiet, introspective characters in a way that many guys his age just can't do. And he can do it without a lot of pretentious tics and techniques.
Yes.
I do think this habit that he's developed of not responding to a line right away, like a character, another actor will deliver a line and Gosling waits and waits and
wonderful.
Waits before
I
he delivers
thought-
it. Yeah. Pay attention.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
It's kind of like the way De Niro looks at a character, then blinks, and when he opens his eyes, he's looking in a different direction.
Oh,
it's a technique that becomes apparent after a long time, but he's got to watch that. And I don't think that running away from his art is going to help him. I think he just needs to embrace it, embrace his star power. And, you know, I'd love to see this guy take on Batman. I'd like to see him be the new Batman.
So what we're really doing is predicting a great career for. And we talked a while ago about Tom Hanks, and Tom Hanks is in his 50s. This guy has another 50 years if he wants it.
If he wants it. I mean, but look what happened to Brando.
Yeah.
Brando imploded because he was running away from his talent.
Yeah.
I am not yet ready to say that Ryan Gosling is working on a par that early Brando worked on, but if he's not careful, we could lose him down the rabbit hole of avoiding his greatness.
Well, and he's a guy whom I'll always admire because his favorite movie is East of Eden.
Wow.